Second parak of Ola, Mishnah Ches. We learned before that mechanis, which means sourdough, which can cause the bread to leaven, that has a power effect on the mixture, and therefore, even if you have a small amount of it, as long as it causes the bread to leaven, it will be offset. Now, we're going to have some Mishnah discussing what happens if part of the sourdough that's going to cause the bread to leaven is from truma, and part of it is from regular sourdough, which is not truma. So, what do we do? So there's a concept called zev zegoyim, which means that if something answers something else because it was goyim, it caused a certain result. So if half of that which caused the final result was heter, then the whole thing is mutter. That's what we paskin's discussion. Achlekes, but we paskin that's mutter because it has to be a full goyim. It has to be the cause of the leavening of the bread. If this did not have enough, let's say you needed one tablespoon of this sourdough to leaven the bread, and you had a half a tablespoon of truma sourdough and half a tablespoon of chulin sourdough, even though without the truma it would not have leavened, but since without the chulin it also would not have leavened, it's called zev zegoyim, it's permitted. Now our Mishnah is not that case. Our Mishnah is a case of sal shel chulin shenochlu tzarich isa. You have a sourdough of chulin, which is mutter, which fell into a dough, v'yesh b'day l'chametz, and had enough to make it into a regular leavened bread, v'yachach nochlu tzarich truma, and afterwards another measure of the sourdough of truma fell into it, social kalakarim, or was made from something that was also because it was growing together, wheat that was growing together with grapes. Yesh bu g'day l'chametz also, it's also. Now here's a little chiddush, because we're saying that you had enough of the chulin, the heter sourdough, to make it leaven, but and therefore we should say that you don't need this sourdough of the truma, it should be mutter, but it's not so, because on the other hand it's worse than the case I mentioned before. The case I mentioned before is you needed a certain measure of sourdough in order to make it rise, and you only had half of that measure from Isser. Here you have the full measure of Isser, just also half from Heter. So that the fact that you also have from Heter is not a reason to permit it, since you had a full amount of Isser also that had the potential and it combined to make this into a regular bread, and therefore it would be also. Awesome.